Sunia, l'actualitat del MACBA.
I'd like to sing for you.
Jean Baldessari, 1931, Estats Units, artista.
I like the art criticism that I can read and understand. I just don't like art jargon. I mean, I like clear writing.
Un humor caracteritzat per la serietat.
I know that word gets associated with my work a lot. That's not my goal, to be humorous. I can't control how it's understood. In Spain here, I brought up the example of Cervantes, a favorite author. When I read his works, is he trying to be humorous? Is he serious? I think he is what who he is, and if he's humorous, he's humorous. If he's tragic, he's tragic. I like that you can't classify him, and I hope people can't classify me. A hero of mine has always been Goya, and I look at his work. Is it tragic? Is it funny? It's both.
L'interès per l'escultura.
And it's nice to try things you haven't tried before. I'm moving into sculpture, as you see behind you. I don't know if you want to call that sculpture. That word scares me a bit. I try to say object or thing. Anyway, I'm experimenting more with things that are three-dimensional, let me put it that way. But will I do another tableau vivant? I don't know. Nothing planned right now, but I thought that would be interesting.
Conceptual artists are mystics rather than rationalists. They leap to conclusions that logic cannot reach.
Jean Baldessari, art conceptual, art de l'apropiació. Leslie Jones, comissària de l'exposició.
Jean Baldessari's text and image paintings from the mid-1960s are widely recognized as among the earliest examples of conceptual art, while his 1980 photo compositions derived from film stills rank as pivotal to the development of appropriation art and other practices that address the social and cultural impact of mass culture.
La importància del llenguatge i la naturalesa de la comunicació.
And throughout and continuing today, Baldessari's interest in language, both written and visual, raises questions about the nature of communication. All told, his conceptual approach, use of mass media imagery, and unconventional framing and installation methods have proven significant to major developments in contemporary art.
Jean Baldessari, un artista en actiu.
I could say, hands down and very confidently, that he is one of the most influential American artists working today. His work seems to become increasingly relevant in an age when we are really saturated with images through the internet and through information. And Baldessari's work kind of helps us see through it and teaches us not to be just passive viewers.
Jean Baldessari, pura bellesa. Exposició al MACBA, 11 del 2, 2010, 25 del 4, 2010.
Jean Baldessari, Pure Beauty is the largest retrospective to date of the artist's work. This largely has to do with the fact that he continues to make work like mad. The show represents nearly 50 years of artistic production and spans the years 1962 to 2009. And there are 150 works in the exhibition, including paintings, photo compositions, artist books, videos, and a wonderful new multimedia installation, which was conceived especially for the retrospective.
The concept and idea are different. Do-da. The former implies a general direction, while the latter are the components. Ideas implement the concept.
Evolució del treball de Baldessari, de la pintura al llenguatge. Bartomeu Marí, director del MACBA i comissari de l'exposició.
Jean Baldessari, veureu també amb l'exposició, evoluciona a partir d'una pintura de caire o que es pot vincular amb el pop cap a la introducció de la paraula i del llenguatge que arriba a substituir a les imatges.
Fotografia i accions efímeres.
A partir dels anys 70 comença a experimentar amb la fotografia com a material documental d'accions efímeres, accions que tenen a veure amb l'espai públic, que tenen a veure amb les subjectivitats de l'artista, que tenen a veure amb el cos.
Influència de la iconografia cinematogràfica.
A partir dels anys 70, Baldessari comença a utilitzar iconografia provenint del cinema, crec que és el cinema el gran mitjà de comunicació de masses del segle XX, però també el cinema el gran exorcitzador de les pors i dels desitjos i dels anhels i de les fòbies que ens constitueixen també com a persones. Veurem també un ús de la imatge iconogràfica, de la imatge cinematogràfica, molt relacionat amb les passions i els sentiments.
Protagonisme del color.
Torna als anys 80 i 90, per acostar-nos ja cap al present, veurem un Joan Baldessari també molt més interessat amb el color, gairebé un Baldessari que, tot utilitzant mitjans fotogràfics, es pot caracteritzar el seu treball com a pictòric, altament pictòric, i jo diria també escultòric.
The senses come in on art, but are not art. Thank you.
Macba.cat